Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Holy and righteous God, merciful Father, we confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you above all things, nor our neighbor as ourselves, and are worthy therefore to be cast away from your presence if you should judge us according to our sins. But you have promised, O Heavenly Father, to receive with tender mercy all repentant sinners who turn to you and with a living faith seek refuge in your fatherly compassion and in the merits of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Our transgressions you will not regard nor count them against us. Relying upon your promise, we confidently pray that you would be merciful and gracious to us and forgive us all our sins to the praise and glory of your holy name. Amen. On Sunday mornings, we like to have a confession of faith, and we'll share the Nicene Creed with you this morning. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Jacob and his family were saved from starvation during a great famine that took place about 3,700 years ago. Because of God's placing Jacob's son Joseph in a strategic place with stores of food, Joseph was able to welcome his family's migration to Egypt. The family grew. 400 years later, however, the family had grown very large and had become the chief labor source for the Egyptians. The Egyptians had placed the entire Jewish population in bondage. The Bible tells us that the people cried out to God for help, and our Heavenly Father sent Moses and Aaron to those people to lead them out of bondage into the promised land given to Abraham so long before. In today's lesson, the people have been led out of Egypt. They have gone through the Red Sea. They are protected from the Egyptians by that body of water and are now in the Sinai wilderness. That's where today's lesson picks up. Exodus 19 verse 2. For they departed from Rephidim, had come to the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain. At this point, we have wandering people and a leader who is unsure of his direction. Where do you go when you want direction? Is there any place or any person who has the instruction and direction needed? Where do you think Moses went? We pick up the narrative in Exodus 19:3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. So there's Moses looking for direction. He looks to God, and our Heavenly Father does not disappoint Moses. Not only does God provide direction, but he explains to Moses exactly what he must say to those he is leading. Here's what Moses was to say. This is God talking, Exodus 19, verses 4, 5, and 6. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel, Moses. God wants Moses to tell those people the obvious. Moses is to remind those Israelites that Jehovah God is faithful. God says, I took care of your captors, those Egyptians. I carry the day for you in bringing from bondage to my very self in this place. You may remember the common trait those Israelites had. We have that same trait. They were complaining all the time. They had a better plan than God, some of them even complaining about wanting to go back to bondage. God reminds them of that bondage and of his leadership and faithfulness. Then God reminds them of his promises, called a covenant in today's lesson. God's people are to keep faith with God, to obey his voice and keep their part of the covenant. If they will do that, they will be God's own treasure. Then our Heavenly Father reminds the people of Israel of a great fact. The earth belongs to God. Whether you are God's chosen people or not, you still belong to God. Those griping Israelites who so often gave up on God's leadership are reminded that they belong to him. Not only do they belong, but they are treasured. The letter to the Colossians reminds us that God created the entire universe through the good offices of God the Son, Jesus Christ. What was created belongs to Jesus. In Exodus, we understand that God treasures his creation. We belong to the Lord, and we are valuable and treasured. Don't let anyone put you down because Jesus Christ valued you so much that he laid his life on the line for you. Well, back to Exodus. Look at what happens when a people recognize God's ownership. They honor him, and they become holy just as God is holy. Holiness comes from our Heavenly Father, not from us. Our holiness, our being set apart to honor God, comes from our Father's command and leadership. That's what Moses was directed to tell those Israelites there in the wilderness. Here's what happened next, Exodus 19:7. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words which the Lord commanded him. Moses took God seriously. He had asked for God's direction. God gave Moses something to do for him and then gave Moses directions for the people of Israel. Those directions were not given to everyone at first. Moses gave God's commands to the leaders among the people. He laid those commands out for them, just as God had laid them out before Moses. And you know what? They gave those directions to the people. God does work through a command structure. God works through people we trust with his word, so that his word is delivered to us whole, undefiled, accurately. Here's how the Israelites responded, Exodus 19:8. Then all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken we will do. So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord. Do you get the sense that Moses was somehow in the middle? caught between God and the people. We understand the role of the clergy in the church being that of a middleman. Yes, Martin Luther proclaimed that great New Testament truth that each person is in some sense his own priest, but we in the church understand that the role of the leaders in the church, whether pastor or lay leaders, have a role of bringing God's word to the people of the church. At the same time, they have a role of bringing the concerns of the people to God. In this lesson from Exodus, we see how this middleman dialogue between God and worshiper is to go. We started off talking about being lost. When we are spiritually lost and we can't seem to find God, we can learn from this lesson. What does God want people to know if they are lost? It is simply this. You have great value in God's eyes. God does not want you to be lost, but to be found. He calls on each of us to seek Him just like Moses did, and to hear what He has to say and to share His counsel. You and I can hear God or God's person in our lives, and we can decide to turn from our own foolish ways to the way of the Savior Jesus Christ. God finds people and honors obedience to Him. Do you want to know more? Well, try joining us at 10 a.m. this morning for a worship in beautiful Silver Hill. As we end our time together, let us join in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at historic Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on His people to worship Him and share His word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104. We worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. with a traditional Lutheran service. Zion is located one block south of State Highway 104 near the historical Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Do you want additional information about our Lutheran fellowship? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. God bless you. Have a good day. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.